Close your eyes and try to stay with the breath. If your mind wanders off, bring it right back, right away. There's no time to look at the sky, sniff the flowers, listen to the birds. There's work to be done. Work in getting the mind to be willing to stay right here. This habit it has of wandering around, it's called samsara. We tend to think of samsara as a place that people wander in, but actually the wandering itself is a samsara. It's not a place. It's a bad habit we have. We move in on some place, try to get what we want out of it, cause a lot of suffering, always for ourselves, sometimes for other people. Then we can't stay there anymore, so we continue wandering around, wandering with no real aim in mind, just whatever seems to strike our fancy. And if you can't stop your mind from wandering right now, there's no way you're going to stop it from moving on after death and creating more states of being and continuing this process. People sometimes say, why did the Buddha leave samsara? He developed all those perfections. He should stay on and help people. It's like saying, why did he give up that bad habit? Because that's what it is. It's a bad habit. We have to see it as our own bad habit. It's an addiction we have. We have to learn how to wean ourselves off. So one way of doing that is giving the mind a good place to stay, right here. Something as simple and direct and immediately present as the breath. Focus right here. And if the mind leans in any direction away from this, okay, you know it's going in the wrong direction. So try to maintain your balance right here. And it helps to make this a comfortable place to stay. So be sensitive to how the breathing feels. And breathe in a way that feels refreshing all the way down into the body. You don't want to focus just at the nose, because there's not much comfort to be made at the nose, but there's a strong sense of well-being that can be induced when the breath energy flows well in the body. There's a sense of fullness that comes up in the torso, spreads out to the arms and the legs. And it's a good place to be. And when you've got a good place to be, then it's a lot easier to see that this habit of wandering off is pretty willful and pretty random and pretty pointless. Why follow it? You begin to see that, yes, it is a bad habit. And you learn how to wean yourself off. So put a lot of attention into making the breath really comfortable, making that sense of comfort continuous, and then allowing it to spread throughout the whole body, so the whole body is continuously filled with a good sensation. And from that point, then you can see the mind a lot more clearly and not be so tempted to move on to the next thing. Learn to appreciate staying right here. This is not the end of the wandering on, but still it's the position from which you can learn how to gain the discernment to see through that habit. And when you see that its allure is not worth all the drawbacks, then there's a chance that you get some escape.